Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Could you tell
me? Bye-bye. I'm sorry, what? What part didn't you understand? The buh or the bye? Bye-bye.
Can you recognize that voice?
I do, but I think Ted Johnson's going to be very disappointed when the tush push is not told to go buh or bye.
Oh, bye-bye.
The proposal is here, but we'll see if it is picked up by the Rules Committee. If you remember last year, there was a lot of discussion at the owners' meetings about the competition committee.
Yep.
It will be interesting to see if it has more traction. Now, the loser...
Oh, so this is the second year it's been proposed to ban it.
I don't know if... Last year, it may have just been a discussion. I don't know if there was a definitive proposal. Right, I'd have to go back and look. This year,
that sounds about right.
The losers, excuse me, the Packers, are crying over spilt milk and don't think it's fair.
So people know Andy's saying the Packers lost to the Vikings in the wild card round.
It's funny how that works. You lose to them, and then you try to change the rules instead of getting better and maybe beating them, you losers.
I think I put the best argument to ban it out there. And I do.
I like your argument.
I just don't know how you argue against...
I don't like the play, period. It's a rugby play. It seems to go against everything I've watched, understood, and appreciated about football.
Are you with me on this?
I am. I've never been a fan of
the play. Wait, what does it go against? I agree. Your argument I love. Your argument would be my solution. Let the defense do what they need to do to stop it. Boom. Done. Keep the play. But what do you mean, like, it goes against everything you believe football to be, or however you...
Because it's not an individual... Like, it's a team sport, obviously. But it's like seven guys... making one football play, it changes the entire dynamic of the game. Like, it's never supposed to have been me pushing you to go forward. That's like roller hockey, where like somebody comes over and whips someone else around. You have to make a football play.
Rugby scrum. Tell me how this works.
Correct.
So you have one team that they all lock.
They all interlock,
and then they all lock with the other team too, right?
Yeah,
and
that's the scrum.
And so now it's both teams are pushing.
Yeah, it's a moving pile. Yeah, like this.
So people think, oh, it's a rugby play. Well, it's not, because one team gets to push and the other team does not get to push.
And that's where I wish, why don't you send a proposal on the other side? Ted Johnson, former Patriots linebacker, middle linebacker, middle of the defense, just let us push.
I'm fine just giving you my thoughts
t-shirt.
Here on the show. I don't need to make any formal...
Okay, but also, like, somebody pointed this out the last time we had that very heated, elongated tush-push discussion on the WEI afternoon show.
It's back.
Somebody on the text line pointed out how in rugby you're also allowed to basically like make that human tower of guys, and you can send somebody up for an inbounds. For an inbounds pass. Well, then allow that, because I said my whole thing was, well, if we're going to allow people to push other people in the end zone, then I should be allowed to leapfrog the line.
But why don't you get
Jamie
mad
at Collins, Shane McClellan? Let me do it.
But why don't you get mad at the traditional push in the end zone when, you know, Ramondre Stevenson goes off right tackle and then you have that little
I don't like that either.
And he gets six more yards.
Make the play yourself you get stopped.
That's different. It's not the play. The ball
it is
snaps.
Different. I get it.
It's not at the snap of the ball where you're pushing offensive linemen who weigh 300 pounds. Sometimes you're pushing wide receivers out on the perimeter. It's not apples to apples. Is all I'm saying.
No, it isn't. But I think the easiest answer is your answer. Your answer is the answer I like. Let the defense push back because I enjoy that a team has found a very specific strategic way to do
to
something.
To break the rules, yeah.
I mean, not break the rules because they wouldn't have to change the rules.
Just break it.
Bend the rules. Hey, you played for the Patriots. You should know about bending rules. I like the play, so I prefer your solution than the Packers' solution. Don't eliminate the offense. Help the defense.
There you go, bud.
And then see what happens. And the way they do these things.
Why has anybody said that? I haven't heard anybody say that yet.
I don't know.
It makes so much sense.
That's why I need you to get on the horn.
Keep the play. Just let the defense push.
Okay.
And make it a fair fight.
So we've talked a lot about the tush push. It's a passionate project for Ted Johnson. But there's other rules. You brought one up yesterday, this reseeding of playoff teams.
Yeah.
Based solely on record, not by division winners. So that issue when you have, like last year, multiple teams in the NFC North that have really good records, they don't drop all the way down to wild card. They'll just be the 2 seed or the 3 seed, wherever their record puts them. So,
for example, the Vikings should have been, in this new proposal, they'd have been the 2nd seed, yet the old rules are the rules that are now, they were the 5th seed.
So we like it, we dislike it, we support it, we think it'll pass.
You know, I'm all about fair. I'm just like, that's just how my brain's wired. Does it feel fair that a 14-2 team has to be a 5 seed and go on the road to play a team that's won 3 less regular season games? Isn't the regular season the most, like, we want to make it important and valuable? And so there's no better way than changing the rules to what they're proposing.
I like the idea of reseeding. Like, you won your division. Congratulations. Winning the AFC East when Seattle, now granted they won on the famous Beastquake run, but when Seattle was 7-9, I want to say, maybe?
Ish.
Yeah, 7-9-ish, 7-8-1 maybe, the old area code. They should have had to have gone on the road. Like, sure, you're division champs, but that's just the way it sort of breaks up. I like the entire, like the NBA, the MLB, they do it everywhere else. Just break it up and reseed it.
Why don't you think they change it?
I think they are hooked on the value of divisions and an extension of that.
What's the value of it, though?
I don't know.
Hats, shirts.
Oh, definitely hats and shirts.
Monetize.
But also, I think TV. Because they've made all these division games the end of the season. And if you devalue the division games, you devalue those television ratings.
Well, that's a hell of a point you brought up there, Andy.
I think that's the first time you've ever said that to me. It feels so good.
But wait, because your team won't be hosting a playoff game? Like, if you win the AFC East, but you still have to go on the road for the playoff game, you still get hats and t-shirts.
No. But if I am on the 6th seed, it's like, okay, I'm the 6th seed. But if I win the division and I'm now hosting a wild card team because I'm now the 3rd seed or whatever, like, they've made those games. Yeah. They want those games to matter.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And by mattering, they want people to watch them.
Right.
And they lose value if the division loses value. That's how I would. And I think
that would
play into it, especially the more they try to monetize every game. Who knows? For all I know, those will be pay-per-views in 10 years. The division battles, pay-per-view. Like, that's the way
they're already on streamers.
That's a whole side issue for me, is the way this TV money and chasing and chopping it all up into different pieces. Mm-hmm. I hate that, but that's an old thing. I don't think they'll change this for that reason.
I wouldn't hate it, but I get it.
I wouldn't hate it. Historically, they love divisions, and there's money that's putting value on the divisions.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yep.
The NFL loves division, that's
so
for sure.
So my favorite proposal in here is
a couple good ones.
They want to remove the automatic first down on illegal contact and defensive holding.
Yes.
Because, and I've seen this thousands of times, the Patriots did this thousands. It's 3rd and 17, incomplete pass, backside. Like, now you have to think, and I don't know, you know, would coaches do it? I can give up the 5 yards and still play. Like, I don't know how they would look at it, but I think it's, people always say pass interference is the big one because you get the spot foul. Some of these third down, little rinky-dink illegal contact change games.
Yeah.
They extend, it's third down,
third down and 16.
Right.
And
you get a 5-yard penalty,
But you get a first down?
Yeah. First down.
Automatic first down. No, wait, you should just get the yards.
16 and that's five. It. I learned in math that the alligator says 16 is bigger. Why do I get a first down? It's way too much. Do you think they'll change it, though?
I do not.
In a world where offense rules.
Why? Because that leads to less scoring.
Yep.
Less scoring, that the NFL does not want less scoring. So
that's right.
Anything to keep the scoring up is
fairness is bad. You're right.
So they do not want to be fair when it comes to the offense. The
offense been screwing defenses for years.
So I bet you that would be, if you did change the rule, I'd love to see how that impacts the scores and the outcomes of these games. I bet you it does drastically. How many penalties bail offenses out time and time again?
Oh, all the time.
All the time.
Especially it feels
if
like
the
for
Chiefs.
Good teams. On, it was the Patriots originally for I'm years
just saying
and years.
Now, I'm saying we're doing business is done now.
And I do think those offenses put a little stress on defenses. They're kind of freaking out a little bit. They might grab. They might do something. And like the idea of Brady or Patrick Mahomes. And in a way, you kind of self-fulfilling failure. Oh, I'm going to grab this guy because I don't want Brady to beat me. Well, you just allowed him to beat you without even really throwing the football. I do think they would at least consider it, but correct me if I'm wrong, guys. My brain from last year, memory not great. Wasn't scoring down? Weren't we talking about early last year scoring being down in the NFL?
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, they're bit, not, yeah. if the scoring's down already, mm-hmm. they're certainly not going to do something that might exacerbate scoring being down.
I would agree. And last
it's
point.
It's just not fair.
I want to make on that yeah, is.
It doesn't have anything to do with it.
People, you know, what the offense would say is, well, wait a minute. If a guy is on a hitch and go, right, a slant and go or hitch and go, and you see the cornerback bite, and then he realizes, oh crap, he's going to go up on. He just grabs him,
right.
So instead of an easy, how often does that happen?
Not
honestly.
Really.
It hardly ever happens.
Because
I just can't. So what they're saying is the defenses will mug you underneath and chance a 5 yard penalty as long as it's not an auto first down.
Because basically when an offense commits the penalty, they're never usually about to prevent a touchdown on blown coverage. So if a defensive guy like, oh, he reaches over, it's only defensive holding. It was 3rd and 9, now it's 3rd and 4. Like, no, if he didn't do that, there was a chance there was a 40 yard gain or a touchdown at hand. So that's the penalty.
But how many times? Because that's always the argument. There, sometimes we've even had proposals in past years, the pass interference, make it the college rule, 15 yards, not a spot foul. Yep. And the argument is always, oh, these guys are too good. They'll just tackle people if they know it's, you know.
It's, you can't, it's hard to, I think it's, that's ridiculous.
How many?
It might happen every now
and
again.
A couple. But I always say, how many times are you going to beaten so badly that you want to tackle him, but you're within range to tackle him.
Right.
If you're beaten that badly, I can't tackle him.
I think it's kind of a moot point. I agree with you on that.
I don't really think that's that big an issue. But the other real issue is here, they do these every year, and then a lot of them get tabled or shot down.
Yeah, but I like
very few
talking
get
about
pushed
it.
Through.
Yeah.
What about the next one, though, before?
What's the next one?
Well, the next one is the overtime rules.
Yes, they want to make it like postseason overtime in the regular season. I think they'll shoot that down. You know why?
Well, so to be clear, so right now the overtime rules in the regular season are different from the overtime rules in the playoffs, which is insane to me.
It doesn't make sense. But it makes sense on one level. The first game starts at 1, the second game starts at 4 or 4:15, and they need to make sure that the TV is ready to start at 4 or 4:15.
Yeah, but who doesn't love DVRing it? You still get the ratings and the metrics and completing a thrilling overtime game.
Dan Ball?
There's also a precedent for that. Other sports, hockey goes 3-on-3. There are other sports that change at regular season and playoff.
And baseball, you don't put a ghost runner on in the playoffs, right?
Correct.
No, but the only thing is it's a little bit different, Dan. I hear your point. So it is a different game in overtime. But the NFL, to start every game, one person gets the ball, and then if they possess it and can't do anything with it, then the next team gets the ball. In overtime, in the regular season, if the first team scores a touchdown, the other team does not get a chance. They should get a chance to possess the ball one time in overtime.
And I would also argue that in the NFL, the regular season games matter more. They're closer to playoff games. Whereas in baseball or hockey, 82 games, 162 games, if you could get screwed by one overtime game in the regular season. But in the NFL, that could change your – we were just talking about seeding. The difference between all of a sudden you're a 1 seed or a 2 seed, now maybe you're a 6 seed,
I think you can make a strong argument. I think the pushback is they want the games to fit in the TV window.
Maybe.
And the more you
Maybe.
Open it up,
yeah.
the more you open it up to longer games and yeah. pushing things back. And, oh, we're joining it already in progress and all these things.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They're a TV product. They are a TV product. The TV, you start with TV and look how it worked backwards from yep. the TV.
The you reverse engineer from where the billions come from, the billions and the billions
Which
and then more billions.
Isn't dumb. I mean, it's not
no,
dumb
it's not.
And benefits everyone
by
because
the way,
of their model.
And these streamers, by the way, I was just reading something about how Apple TV, we've heard that they may get involved in bidding on NFL rights.
Oh, yeah.
They're losing. Do you know what Apple TV Plus, which, you know, Ted Lasso, some of the other stuff they carry, they're losing just a small amount of money every year on streaming, just $1 billion. So you think I guarantee you the next chance they get to buy a Christmas Day game like Netflix or get back involved in that, they will. Why? Profit margin. Because
yeah.
they just want to get into the money-making business with the NFL.
Football is king. We see that chart every year, whatever number of things it is. And then there's the couple other events like the Golden Globes
but
and the
But it was
Oscars.
Lower this past year.
It was
It wasn't 90-something. It was only 78.
Hey, why do you think that is?
Why is that?
Some of their games aren't on TV anymore.
Ew, see? There
right?
you go.
Wouldn't that, that's how I look at that.
They went to Netflix.
You
they
put it
went
on
to
Peacock.
Peacock.
You put it on Netflix. Less
you
people
put it
are going to watch
Tubi.
It.
You put it on
Grandma
ZipZap.
Goes to Channel 10 and then to 7 and then goes... Where the hell's my football game? And somebody says it's streaming, and she goes, I don't know what that means. I got to go stream in the bathroom.
And then grandma reaches for a handle of 7 and 7.
Yeah.
Just
absolutely. Seagrams. Stiz, you got a little audio you want to share on the Tush Push, Ted's favorite topic.
I did. Nick just shared this with me. This is from NFL Live on ESPN.
Yeah, banning it?
Want to grow your business fast? With TikTok ads, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your websites, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first 3 orders. Service fees apply for 3 orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
No, I don't. And I get it. Oh. I truly understand what everybody's saying. But there's been no data that's come out and said that this play is dangerous from a health and safety standpoint. Mm-hmm. So why are we getting rid of it? Because most of the NFL can't stop it? Okay, go out, practice it, get better. Like, the play's open to everybody. If you can't stop it, why don't you implement it yourself on your team? So I think this is a legal play. This is a good play. For those who are crying, get rid of it. I got one thing to say to you. Get better at it. Well, defend it. If you can't defend it, then maybe you should try doing it yourself. I love what Philadelphia does because they have a huge offensive line. These guys are 6'5", 6'6", 320, 350 pounds, and they're using what they have to their advantage. And so for every coach out there, shame on
McFarlane.
You for wanting to get rid of a play that's been successful just because you can't stop it.
So you like the
idea? Shame on you, Boog.
Thunder is coming.
Shame
I feel it.
Shame on you, Boog.
How do you get better? You saw what Kansas City tried to do in the Super Bowl. Use some sort of weird zigzag defensive formation where Chris Jones cut in at a diagonal. You know what happened to him? He got real hurt.
Yeah.
Like, it's dangerous.
It was also dumb.
It was a bad
putting
thing.
Your best player's neck sideways to people that are hitting him.
I think Spags was probably like, oh, no, we got punched in the mouth.
Really,
I got to start doing weird
there's
things.
There's no way to stop it. There is no way to stop it.
Push
or
back.
Or else team would...
Push back.
Okay, that's illegal.
That's why you have the way. That's why you need to make it legal, Ted Johnson.
Okay.
You need to be like one of those lobbyists that brings things to the masses.
That's what I bring it to the masses every day. Right
I know,
here.
But we got to get it to Robert Kraft, who needs to get it to the NFL. They need to propose. Your boy Vrabel. Shoot him a text right now.
Text
tell
now.
Him to make a proposal.
The three proposals that are out there that we talked
Stretch
about, I think they should all be allowed. I agree to all of them.
You'd vote for all of them.
Change the overtime rules, change the illegal contact, and change the tush push.
I think none of them are going to be changed.
Probably not.
They'll be tabled for future considerations or
probably
something.
Probably not.
617-779-7937. Do you have any thoughts on the tush push? Can you prove Ted Johnson wrong? If so, we'd love to hear it because Booger McFarland couldn't do it. It just made Ted a little angrier here on WEEI Afternoons. Up next, we're going to talk a little Boston Bruins hockey. Bruins play Bruce Cassidy's Golden Knights tonight, and Razor will join us to talk about what the hell's going on with that hockey team and the post-trade Brad Marchand deadline moves continue. It's WEEI Afternoons with Razor up next.
Bye-bye.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.